But before Alex speaks, we have another newcomer to your stories, a local improviser. I believe she met Kevin at the Mixer, which is something that you should plug at this more often because it's a really fun thing that you do. I'm all about people plugging this stuff because, you know, we all support each other, guys. This is Margot Tamaltis.
So something about me is that I am always full of apologies and disclaimers, so I apologize for that, and my disclaimer would be this doesn't really super suit the theme of circus, but it does feature my father, so in that sense it's appropriate, and so I'll dedicate this telling to him, who I did not wish Happy Father's Day to, and who recently unfriended me on Facebook as well, so this is for you, Dad. All right. When I was 8 years old, I got lost in the central train station in Munich. It was West Germany back then. None of us spoke any German. My father is actually Turkish, and we had been living in Istanbul that year. My American mother taught biology at an English language lycée. I went to third grade at a normal Turkish elementary school, wore the traditional unisex uniform, a black dress, a white embroidered collar. When I got home from school, I would peel off the dress and play with my sister in the backyard in my undershirt and woolen stockings. My baby sister Denise was almost walking. She would teeter around the room while holding onto furniture or fingers. The four of us lived in a shabby, cozy little apartment in Kadıköy on the Asian side of the city. But something was wrong with my sister. She still wasn't walking. Though we didn't know it then, she never would walk. In time, she would be strapped into a wheelchair, unable to lift her head or to drink juice without thickener mixed into it to keep her from choking. After the gurgling sing-song of babyhood, she never spoke. But back then, she was just a laughing, blonde baby who was not developing as quickly as expected. My dad's family called her tembel, lazy, and told my mom not to worry. But my mother, who was younger at the time than I am now, insisted that something was wrong. We spent that spring in Germany. I understood that the doctors were better there. A succession of neurologists poked and prodded and scanned my sister's naked body, taught my parents exercises with her fragile limbs, but offered no diagnosis. In Munich, near our hotel, there was a broken gumball machine. We discovered it by accident the first time when our coin came back to us along with our gumball. We developed a habit of passing by the machine every day, taking just a couple of gumballs at a time. By the time we packed our bags to return to Istanbul, the gumball machine was empty. And we still had no diagnosis for my sister. We never would have one. The summer before Denise started getting sick, my family took a car tour along the Turkish coast. I was 7 years old, and my sister was a beautiful, blue-eyed, rosy-haired baby crawling in the sand with me on the beach. 9 months later, she is frail and still. She can no longer crawl. Our little family is returning from Munich to Istanbul via night train through Yugoslavia. Our train hasn't arrived yet. My dad sends me to buy him some cigarettes. The station is huge and made of glass. The trains come in all in a row, down 10 or more identical platforms. I count each one carefully so I can find my way back to my dad. I find a kiosk, but the lady won't sell me cigarettes anyway. I'm just a kid. I look up at her in her glowing cabinet. There's a teddy bear in the window, and I wonder if I can buy the teddy bear instead since she won't sell me the cigarettes. On my way back, I count each platform carefully again and walk up the one I remember. I can't find my family. In increasing panic, I walk up and down all of the platforms, searching desperately for my parents. In the end, I'm wandering through the station, terrified. But I am also ashamed enough that each time I scream for my parents, I immediately pretend it isn't me screaming. Shame and fear battle it out in my throat, but no one around takes notice of me. Then, suddenly, there is my father, racing towards me, pushing an empty luggage cart. He throws me onto the cart, and we race for our departing train. my cinematic memory has us leaping onto the train as the whistle blows and we pull out of the station, bound for Istanbul through Yugoslavia and other countries that no longer exist. That train journey marks the last memory I have of my family as a foursome. My parents' green card marriage will not survive the weight of tragedy. Soon after we return to Istanbul, they separate, and my mother, my sister, and I will move back to the U.S. alone, to a studio apartment in the Hate. My sister's illness will progress dramatically until her death when I am 13. Those are years I haven't learned to tell yet. All I can look at are these glimpses of our life just as it begins to crack, before my childhood is rewritten by tragedy. I am lost in a train station. I am eating a gumball. Beyond these small moments, I begin to crack myself. I ache for a beach and two small sisters playing in the surf. I ache for a summer when I was a child and bore no burden. I don't know if any of this is true, but there are no more trains from West Germany passing through Yugoslavia on their way to Istanbul. Yugoslavia doesn't exist. My father was never a hero. No matter how many ways I tell this story, I can't find my way back to that beach any more easily than I could find my way up the right platform, though I try and try again.
Thank you very much, Margot.
Man.
Usually, this has been an especially heavy night, I feel like. Which is funny, because the theme is circus, man. Like, what do we have to pick? Like, no one should apologize. It's just so strange.
Sorry, I'm not sorry. Life's Don't. A circus, Eric.
There you go. Life's a circus.
Clowns are scary.
That's fucking true. Clowns are scary.
You should have played